cars smashed up right outside her house, and apparently the chant was love trumps hate. Well, you can't have it both ways. Right.
I love that. One of the signs I saw, Larry, which I really liked, said, "We shall overcome." So there were some very nice, witty signs there too, Jordan. But I mean, you're right. And when I say win the argument, I mean, one of the things I would say to people who voted for Trump, he can't deliver on his promises. So if he thinks he's going to bring back manufacturing jobs, well, 80% of them are gone because of automation, not because of trade deals. Mm. So, yeah, and actually, manufacturing in the U.S., productivity from manufacturing has gone up exponentially in the last sort of 20 years.
I think that's a fair point, Tracy. You know, it's a fair point, but we don't know yet, do we? But it's a fair point, and you're talking about false hope there, aren't you? And I think Obama fell into that trap as well. I mean, he can talk about bringing back the jobs and protecting the borders and getting people off welfare. But doing it, Jordan, actually...
But
you
he
know,
did, Larry.
Yeah.
He did do that.
Oh,
he did,
yeah. He did.
There were 800,000 jobs bleeding every year when he came to power, and now there isn't.
Well, you know, I don't think Obama did a fantastic job, but let's get back to Trump. Jordan, he actually now has to deliver, and I'm not sure he can deliver.
And that's the cost of the way that the media are calling, crying wolf on absolutely everything, is that we're not in any stupid arguments over how many people have attended his inauguration.
Yeah, it was silly.
Which I think there's fault on both sides, frankly. It was a misleading story, but the immaturity of taking the bait on Trump's side, but we're actually missing out the coverage, which is vastly more important, which is the actual policy moves, because he did get elected basically on a vacuum. We're all reading the tea leaves as to what his policy agenda is going to be. I mean, interested in the, particularly on the spending side, the extent to which the libertarian think tanks have an influence on him. Apparently, Heritage Foundation, which is the largest libertarian think tank in the world, got a lot of their people in the administration. You know, these sorts of hints on the policy direction are far more important than arguing over how many people attended his speech.
Well, the truth is, I mean, it's a bit like in New Zealand, we've had this debate over manufacturing jobs. I mean, if you're a coal miner on the West Coast, you're probably not going to get another job in a mine if you lose your job, but neither are you going to grow a beard and get a job writing code for Xerox. What Trump's got to do is he's got to come up with policies, as we have to do too, to prepare people for automation, but don't give them false hope. And
you're
I
right.
doubt he's going to do that.
You've had such a departure of the media and, you know, the sort of average, well, actually the Democratic Party and the media moving away from what arguably middle or at least a very large section of America is, that a lot of those sort of touchstones or messages that Trump ran on are simply saying, look, I share your values.
And
your values have been mocked by the liberal establishment for so long. And I think that's why he's given so much rope on everything else.
In other words,
talking about things that are important to me.
Right.
It's a little bit like Brash and the race issue at Rewa, that it's such a third rail issue. You touch it, you get electrocuted in the media, despite the fact that the vast majority of people think that, you know, we should all be equal. But if you say that, you get castrated as a racist. That I think there's just a large number of third rail issues in America that Trump is saying, look, I care about this. They don't really believe him. He's going to bring back.
Yeah, we'll come back in just a moment. Jesse Pagani and Jordan Williams on The Huddle. It's now 12 to 6.
Meet Bella.
Hiya.
Bella owns one of the busiest cafes in the neighbourhood. And being so busy, she doesn't have a huge amount of time to wait for people to swipe, then insert, then swipe again. So she gave SmartPay a call. Their FPOS terminals are contactless. And she also goes into the draw to win a $1,000 travel voucher. T's and C's apply. So now Bella...
Yep.
...can get on with it. SmartPay. Payment solutions made easy. Call 0800-4-SMARTPAY.
It's fresh New Zealand pork at great low prices in all Mayor Butcher stores this week. Bone-in pork leg and shoulder roast, only $5.99 a kilo. Pork loin chops, only $9.99 a kilo. Bone-in pork belly and slices, only $10.99 a kilo. And boneless and rolled pork roast from $9.99 a kilo, plus all other fresh New Zealand pork at reduced prices in-store.
Yeah, you just can't beat the Mayor Butcher's meat.
There's only one payroll you'll ever need.
Crystal Payroll. It's feature-rich, up-to-date, simple to use, and flexible enough to meet today's needs and tomorrow's. Visit crystalpayroll.co.nz or phone 0800 799 899.
Auckland's Million Dollar Party is on at Ellerslie on Sunday, January 29th. The New Zealand Bloodstock Horeca Million Twilight featuring six heart-stopping races, Chinese New Year entertainment, spectacular fireworks. Go to ellerslie.co.nz for ticket details.
Ellerslie, heart racing.
News Talk ZB Auckland community notices with quality furniture from Danske Möbler Furniture. Huge January sale on now. Hurry, final days.
North Harbour Synchronised Swimming is launching a brand new course to teach advanced aquatic skills to boys and girls between 8 and 13 years who are already confident swimmers. They can learn techniques which can improve skills in all water sports as well as synchronised swimming. For more, visit northharboursynchro.co.nz.
Caring for our community. News Talk ZB and Danske Möbler Furniture.
It is now 10 to 6 and Jordan Williams and Josie Pagani on the huddle. Josie, I'll just finish off with you on the American thing because I know you know a lot about this because you've got connections back there. Two things I think is one, that I think the media are not going to give Trump a fair go. Accountability is fine, but I think they go beyond that and they've nailed their colours to the mast. Sort of thing. And the other thing is all this hysteria from celebrities. You know, they spew out this venom, and I think that actually resonates with Trump supporters and it will increase Trump support. What do you say?
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that I think if you're just going to go out and attack people who disagree with you, you're never going to persuade them. And if you, I mean, there's a core percentage there of people who you would say are pretty nasty, racist, you know, anti-Muslim, nasty people, right? But if you can't say that of the millions of other people who voted for Trump, because some of them once voted Democrat. So you've got to go out and go, what made them vote Trump? And I've got to listen, and I've got to somehow persuade them that I've got a better set of policy for them. But with the media, Larry, you're right. There's a war going on. But I mean, to be fair, Trump waged
personal.
It on, yes, on media,
yeah.
And the New York Times and CNN are fighting back. That's right. But I mean, he can't blame the media for saying that he had a beef with the intelligence services when he was
There's a degree of crying wolf, Josie, that if, because the media have just been so gunning out to get him, and even that unverified silly stuff about Russia and the blackmailing and et cetera, it means that when there are genuine issues or when he really does do something serious, that the media now, people lack trust in what were very mainstream and trusted media brands.
There is a legitimate investigation going on. There's a legitimate investigation going on into his, for example, his national security advisor, Michael Flynn, who's been accused of dealing with Russian
officials. That's more important. So, but once you start chasing these rats and mice about the numbers and misleading people there with questionable
Trump
photographs, then of course you're going to...
No, Trump was doing that. Come on, Jordan. You can't say that that
no,
was... I mean, Trump was being... The Trump team was being ridiculous.
Let's move on to important issues.
No.
Because we're playing into the air.
Exactly. The important issue is I've got to go. We're running out of time.
We're getting into it, Larry.
Yeah. Thank you, Josie.
Oh, we've got all year.
Yeah, we have. Thank you, Josie. Josie Pagani and Jordan Williams. News Talk ZB, it's now 7 to 6.